we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, briefly, because I want to jam in a few calls here. We're going to have to twist Lyndon's arm to go even further if we don't do this quickly. You're saying all the candidates are a joke. The other Republican candidates are pure establishment hacks who put out rhetoric but are bought and paid for. Look at Mitt Romney. I agree with you. But, you know, I know some people have attacked Ron Paul, saying, well, if you cut everything, everything will implode. And I understand that some of the banksters want to cut things once they've gotten their bankster welfare. My whole point is that it's the big banks that are getting the corporate welfare to begin with, and that's who Ron Paul says he'll cut it from. He also says he'll end all these wars and bring the troops home immediately. Briefly, what's your view of Ron Paul?
Well, Ron Paul is, I'm dealing with the real issue before me. The real issue is the United States cannot be saved from its own folly unless we immediately enact Glass-Steagall now, not down in the future, now, because we're on the point of the actual breakdown crisis of the entire United States economy. And if we do not get that Glass-Steagall renewal enacted now, this nation is finished. Economically.
Well, we can certainly see the depressions here. They've been telling us it's a great economy, but they admit that the numbers they're putting out are fake. And
right. The problem is a presidential candidate who does not propose an immediate Glass-Steagall enactment is not fit to be a presidential candidate, because the United States will cease to exist unless that change is made. That's not sufficient, but it's necessary. Without the Glass-Steagall Act, you cannot save this nation now. And if you're not pushing the Glass-Steagall Act now, you're not fit to be president. And the second thing, this will not be sufficient. Our intrinsic banking system now, even the non-speculative type, is so rotted out and so weakened, we do not have the adequate amount of credit needed to be organized to save this nation. Therefore, we need to make a change in the actual banking system to go to a true credit system, which was the original policy with the U.S. Constitution. If we go to a credit system, take one project, for example. Take NWAPA. NWAPA will employ 4 million people, and it will start to do that the minute you start the project. The project is fully designed in principle. There's some details that would have to be worked out, but as designed by the company initially, back there in the 1960s. That policy, there are other policies, other programs similarly. We could restore this nation at an accelerating rate rapidly if we pass two laws. One, Glass-Steagall. That cleans up the banking system. Number two, the saved banking system will not be sufficient to save the nation. If you try to maintain a typical monetary system, you cannot save the United States. It may not die right away, but it won't recover. If we go to a credit system as well as a Glass-Steagall reform, we will immediately be able, with the cooperation of other nations, which you can induce to join with us in this, we can start a recovery of the United States, of a United States style of recovery.
Lyndon, let me ask you this now. Can you do one more 10-minute segment with us? So we can finish up and take a few calls from people that are holding, and then after Lyndon leaves us, I'll get to the others that have been holding for a while, like Mark and others. But we're going to go to break here in a moment. But briefly, how do they plan on starting a war in Asia?
The plan is as follows. The Israelis were to start the war. The Israelis are supposed to start a provocation against Iran. In the meantime, in the middle of Asia, West Asia, you have Syria. Now, Syria is the most important nation in West Asia. It represents not the most capable military force in terms of quality of military force. I'm not talking about the extent of weapons and so forth, but the quality of the troops. It also is tied to emotional.
Tell you what, start over when we come back quickly, because I want to go over all this in one piece, and then we'll take a few calls with Lyndon LaRouche. But we're looking at your view of the grand chessboard. But strategically, right there, it is at a key spot to control that whole area and the Mediterranean, the Russians' only Mediterranean port. The whole world is steaming towards a giant conflict. We'll continue back live on the other side with your phone calls and Lyndon LaRouche.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Again, here we are on the Friday edition. I'm going to be back this Sunday live in studio 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, tonight on the Nightly News, we're talking to a constitutional lawyer, a researcher, guy that wrote the big U.S. UN Biological Weapons Treaty, Dr. Francis Boyle. He's going to be on the Nightly News with me this evening. Paul Watson's doing the news portion. I'm doing the interview portion. That's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. Lyndon LaRouche, who needs no introduction, is our guest for one more segment so we can get to some of your phone calls. And we appreciate him joining us. Sir, finishing up, starting over, the grand chessboard, why the U.S. is admitting it's preparing for a war right now in Asia. They're now talking about open war with Pakistan, who's got 100 nukes. I mean, this is a world war. Syria, proxy armies taking over Libya. It's all barreling forward. Why do the global financial interests centered in Wall Street, London, Frankfurt, and other areas, why are they wanting this? Why are they doing this?
Their principle is that they're not concerned about the amount of money in question or the amount of wealth per capita. They're concerned that they control it, whatever it is. Because they know if they control it, they can control the future. They don't care about the number of people who die or do not or who live. They care about their faction being immortal. that their faction must reign as dominant over the planet forever. In the tradition of the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, the Crusader system, the new Venetian party, which is what this thing is. So therefore, they're concerned about, they really think in historical terms, but very bad historical terms. These empires always think in the terms of they're controlling the future destiny of mankind. And they don't care how many people they lose of their own forces, how many they themselves kill of their own forces. What they care about is the future. That is, they are principled, as most of our politicians are not principled. Most of our politicians are thinking about the amount of money they get for their pleasure. The British Empire is more moral by being immoral, is morally immoral.
Well, they're such incredibly vicious control freaks. They want to win. That's why they're into eugenics. They want to create an artificial habitat, control all human activity, and be God, basically.
Exactly. That's the idea of God in terms of pagan belief goes back to the, you know, things like the Siege of Troy, where the question was, no matter how many people you kill, because you get to be the top dog, you can kill the opposition, the remaining opposition, which is what they did. They killed everybody except a few harmless people in Troy once they beat that racket. And that's the way the British think. That's their morality. They have a morality. The problem with our people, our corrupt people, is they have no morality. They have only personal greed, personal gratification. They don't give a damn about the future.
That's right. The globalists at the top, they've convinced us that everybody's thinking on a 6-month and, you know, the ruling elite are only thinking about themselves, and it's everybody for themselves. But really, they've got all these minions to sell out for money they printed out of nothing. For the globalists, for the top controllers, they're not even about money. They're about total control, long-term strategic chessboard, and the end game is global Holocaust, global eugenics, and then they reemerge with their whole Moonraker scenario. Incredible. So briefly, how do they plan on starting these wars? You're saying Syria and others and Iran. No, it's the kickoff going into Pakistan and then China?
No, it works differently. The plan basically is the British intend to destroy the United States by absorbing it, killing off most of the Americans, and a few things like that, you know. But the tendency is for them to do the impossible. At the time that the British system is entirely bankrupt, Rothschild is totally bankrupt. They're bankrupt. They want to save their the system for the future. Therefore, they are religious, but they're on the devil's side. We're on the other side, except we don't have any supporters. We have many people who claim to be religious, but they don't act religious. They act on the basis of personal greed and satisfaction and their sexual lusts and things like that. So that, and I'm here I am, you know, with people like me. There are a few of us around. And I think in terms of immortality, too. But I'm not on the Satan side. They are.
Well, that's right. Anybody who's truly awake and conscious and fulfilled, he is understanding that we all come and go. It is the species that matters, and it is the building up of humanity that is the great work. And for the global controllers, they want to take it all over, wreck everything, so nobody is independent, separate from their system, and they don't even offer mankind a place in their system with them running it. They don't like populations. They don't like people. They want us dead. It's like the James Bond movie. When he says to Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? And he goes, no, I expect you to die. They're not giving us quarter. And as crazy as all this looks, they're really moving us forward. Are things going well for them, Lyndon LaRouche?
No, they're not. The point is, if we have a few more people with a bit of guts, and we've got Russia and China are in other countries, like Korea, like Japan and so forth in Asia, but other countries as well, and large movements in people in Europe who are on the opposite side or on the against that side. But so there is the potential resources, physical resources as well, to turn the situation around, to get rid of Obama, retire him into some zoo someplace where he'll be safe for the rest of his life, get rid of this problem. We can do that. It's a good we can do in this time. The capability of doing it is there if the willingness is there. We can win. We can save this, not to grab power, but to save civilization. There are parts of civilization would like to grow and improve things. And we just remove this problem, and we could remove it. The removal of Obama from office while he's still president, before he starts a war, would be sufficient to open the gates for the salvation, at least in one sense, of civilization.
All right, let's go to Dan in Florida. You're on the air with Lyndon LaRouche, then Tini, then others. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Actually, kind of got like a side question real quick. I wonder what's going on with Jason Burmes. Whatever happened to him?
Jason does the nightly news quite often. He always intends, he's done this twice. He came here and made one film, went back home, where his family and mother and sister and others are, and then he went back. So I think he was just on about a month ago on the nightly news with us.
Okay, cool. But yeah, my question was basically about the Rothschild family. My sister had married into their family probably about 10 years ago. And, you know, I'm noticing, you know, when I first saw the situation, I didn't really think too much of it. Just thought he was a regular guy. But lately I've been noticing some things that are really, really strange lately. And, you know, I can see my family kind of having some issues here and then. I'm not going to talk about them all over the air. But
it's a very simple answer. They're complicated explanations which really don't mean much. But you have to think from the top down. What happened is there was a process of successive imperial systems in Europe. And one came after the Byzantine Empire. And out of this came what became the Venetian Party, the First Venetian Party. The First Venetian Party was then defeated later on in the course of the change in religious alignments and so forth. And we started with the modern time, the modern Venetian Party, called the Second Venetian Party, the New Venetian Party. And this was a key factor which led to all the wars and so forth that came out of the 17th and 18th century. So in this process, the family of Rothschild, which was part of the families of the Venetian oligarchy and were tied to what was called the second or the new Venetian oligarchy which became the British kingdom. This group became the central feature of a group of Venetian bankers, international Venetian bankers, in which the name of Rothschild became leading during the course of the Napoleonic Wars. Since that time, the Second Venetian Party, typified by the leadership of the Rothschild family, as a financial family, became a dominant feature in the operations of the British Empire. So it's not that the Rothschilds contain some magical genius of evil. It's simply they've joined a club of evil. And it is evil.
Absolutely. So, let's go to Tini and then Michael. Tini in Indiana, quick question for Lynn LaRouche.
Yes, if Congress won't impeach Obama, why can't the American people impeach Obama?
Yeah, that's a good idea. There's got to be other ways.
All it takes is a number of politicians with the guts to push through this reform. That is, Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. That will get him suspended from power, if the cooperation is there. The suspension of him from power would block World War III.
Which is just insane. They are moving towards giant multi-region wars, and nuclear weapons are already being threatened to be used. The Israel and the U.S. are saying we may use tactical nukes up front against Iran.
It's not Israel. It's a certain group in Israel which are controlled by the same process.
No, I know. And then it's sold as patriotic for people that live in Israel to be for this madness. And you got a bunch of idiots that don't even understand military matters who are supporting it. Thank you, Tini. One quick final call for our guest. Michael in Texas, go ahead. Quick comment or question for our guest.
Was it Michael in Texas?
Yeah, that's you, buddy.
Okay. Terribly sorry to bother you. I appreciate you accepting the call. Quick call. Would y'all consider becoming content advisors for the corporation Wake Up America? WakeUpAmerica.com/constitutionalbelievers. If you take a look at that, we are trying to return this country back to the constitutional values, and we need to wake up America. And I appreciate everything that you're doing to wake up America as well. And I appreciate everything that all of your organization and your guests do for waking up America as well. Can they as well become content advisors for Wake Up America organization?
Well, I mean, everybody's looking for a magic bullet. Basically, we have a treasonous hijacked government. We need to stop the movement towards World War III. We need to reverse all this. I mean, Iran tried to get their uranium enriched in Europe where it couldn't be used for bombs. The West didn't want to do that. Let me ask, and I appreciate your call, sir. Let me ask Lynn LaRouche this question. I know that they threw out Mohammad Mossadegh, and then the West was involved at some level actually betraying the Shah, not saying he was a good guy. I know they're heavily involved with British intelligence and certain elements of the Wahhabist. I'm not saying, you know, all of that Muslim sect, the majority are bad. I'm not. I'm just saying that, obviously we know Al-Qaeda, you know, is a Western foil. All of that's going on. And we know that this system is expanding on the subject of Iran. We know that with Iran-Contra, there were the behind-the-scenes deals with the mullahs and the CIA. I mean, sometimes I wonder if there aren't elements of the Iranian establishment aren't still working with the West in some type of elaborate saber-rattling to try to basically manipulate the price of oil and things. Lynn LaRouche, we're almost out of time. I appreciate all the time you've spent with us, but please give us your take on that.
Well, the point is, you go back to the issue of this. It was Dulles who worked for the British, who sank Mossadegh. And that was what started this whole process.
No, it was the British wanted all the oil for free, and Kermit Roosevelt and MI6, CIA MI6 team staged terror attacks on Muslims and blamed it on Mossadegh, and they used the Muslim extremists to overthrow Mossadegh, then double-crossed them and put the Shah in, then double-crossed him and put the Ayatollahs in, and tell our public that the Ayatollahs got in on their own. So I'm saying, is that relationship still there? I'm sorry.
Other the relationship is British. Or any parts of the whole region. Now, you have fluctuations where people who've been taken down by the British so often as their allies, who they revolt against the British. But it has always been the British Empire, which was the only significant force in the planet after the fall of the Soviet Union, was the United States, possibly versus the British. And everything hangs on that. We are the axis of the issue. If we can do our job, and I believe the American people, if they're mobilized properly, will respond. We can change the direction of history on this planet in a short period of time. But we need some leadership out there who are not like what we have as so-called selected leadership. They will not do the job. But I know that there are people in the Congress who are behaving badly or negligently or with cowardice. I know they're not bad people. And I know if we can get a little movement going on this thing, those people can be mustered together. And with that force, we can change the direction of this whole process. But we have to do it quickly.
Well, you've got a lot of your ideas and information at LaRouchePack.com. There's also LaRouchePub.com. Let's take one more call for our guest. Let's talk to Nick in London. You're on the air with Lynn and LaRouche. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Mr. LaRouche. It's great to see that you believe in Venetian mercantilism. I also subscribe to Dr. Mark Colesman's view. I can see living here for 10 years, I can see that the society engineering that's taken place here, everybody is sort of treading on eggshells just to get ahead, you know. And I saw a documentary years back saying that the reason why the World War II was stopped was the American family values. Now, because they have downgraded us so much through fluoride in the water and Baal worship and just engineering us with propaganda, there's not enough character in your Congress, and there's not enough character in countries like this to stand up for what is right. Now, I believe what Alex Jones believes, which is stolen valor is not on, you know. People of honor, people of integrity should stand up for what is right and rout out these snakes, sons of snakes, grandsons of snakes. And the time has come where we realize that there is no quarter given by them. But unfortunately, they've got the Islamic Brotherhood, which they founded back in the 20s through the MI6, and they've put a fire under them. And here we have a gene pool. Here we have a society who all act communally. Any mature Islamic scholar does not consider it a religion. They consider it an empire. And they've had a fire lit under their arse. And these people do not turn back. They are going to crash the wall.
Let me ask that question then. We're almost out of time. There is a stirring up just by the global implosion and the increase in commodities prices, but there is a stirring of conflict in the Middle East and throwing out their old minions like Mubarak. What is behind that? Is that just part of order out of chaos, Lyndon?
That's the orchestration. The way you control, you have to look at the 7 years war principle as it was represented in 1763. The 7 years war principle has been the basis of the operations of the British Empire ever since that date. And they always play the same game. Get the other parties to quarrel among themselves. And when they're weakened by their mutual quarreling, come in as an imperial force and impose power from above. That's the way they do it. It's always been the same. And people are corrupted because they've become involved with mistaken passions. They're so eager to fight with somebody else who may be mistaken, but is not the real enemy. The enemy is the way guys waiting for the two combatants to be knocked down by their mutual battle.
Exactly. There's always a third or fourth or fifth player. And you go back to Rothschild's, always funding both sides of a war.
That's how it worked.
And then owning media on both sides, playing the two off against each other. It's so elementary. And they want all of what's left of Christendom and Islam to kill each other. And it's just, it needs not happen.
Yes. Precisely. And the point is they're so discredited presently that if there's sufficient power mobilized by a leading group of people from different parts of the society to agree, we're not going to do this nonsense anymore. That's all that's required. And that's why gutless candidates for president who will not deliver, presidential candidates which will not be what's needed, but compromise and make compromises which sell us out. It takes, as we did with Pearl Harbor, we reacted to Pearl Harbor properly. We won the war. And but for Truman's follies, we'd have still won the war, not only for ourselves, but for the planet as a whole.
Well, expanding on that, it's all coming to a head. There's no doubt the global social engineers are trying to orchestrate a giant multi-region war, as the RAND Corporation says, and nuclear weapons are in the cards. It is insane. Lyndon LaRouche, thank you for the extended hour and 20-minute interview. LaRouchePack.com or 800-929-7566. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Wow, well, that was an amazing extended interview. Please thank him, guys, in the minute or two I have left. I got Mark and Diane and Houston and Tony and everybody here that are holding. And I've got all this other news. I'm going to cover a lot of it on the nightly news tonight. I didn't get to. I mean, it's getting bonkers crazy how fast all this stuff is happening. Everything we were worried about, everything that we were concerned about, it's either happened or is happening. And more to come. If you think stuff's crazy now, we have just begun the slide down into what is the new dark age. And the globalists write white papers about a post-industrial world, and they've sold us to love torture and corruption and abortion and death and war and all this evil. And when you're young, you think, oh, people that don't want you to have sin, they just don't want you to have a good time. There's not a good time in all this sin. Okay? They sell sin like it's sexy, but it always, sin means you're concerned with petty garbage. You worship idols that don't deliver. Sin leads to the end of the family, the end of decency, the end of just everything wholesome. We need goodliness, a word people make fun of. We need to try to be good men. Lord knows we're already so corrupt. If you don't try to be good, you will go directly to the devil. I mean, it's a struggle. We'll be right back. and people that don't struggle against evil.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Sets me free. Welcome back. Well, the sun sets me free. I don't serve the New World Order. Let me just read a few of these headlines, and we've got a guest popping in for about 10 minutes. Then I'm going to your calls for the rest of the hour, the entire second hour, and much of the third hour with Lyndon LaRouche coming up today. But here it is. 10 years later, CIA rendition, that's a kidnapping and torture center program, still divides North Carolina town. And it describes the hangars and the prison base and the barbed wire and the people being driven in and the planes landing and taking off. But there's no camps. No, there's just Rex 84, the civilian inmate labor camp program, camps we've identified, camps I've been to, newscasts where they put protesters in, the FEMA center. I played four clips of newscasts talking about people put in FEMA camps at protest. I've had one of my reporters taken to a military base. People are being taken off trucks with bags on their heads. Their crime? Filming police at the G20 a day after it was over, marching onto the university park at 8 o'clock at night with people out there eating hamburgers at the park and saying, get out of here. And everybody's like, but it's the university. And they attack everyone. I mean, it's so shameful. to watch this type of stuff. And then I remember seeing this footage a while back, and the police defended it, but it turned out the man was in a coma, a diabetic coma. He's not resisting, and they're kicking him in the head, full power, saying, stop resisting, and the guy's in a coma. That happens all the time to retarded children, autistic people. And then they went ahead and charged him with assaulting them, but then their own dash cams came out. And so now the cities had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. He was in diabetic shock. But good for Nevada actually paying. In fact, later I'll show you some of that footage for a radio listener. Just go online. But in a lot of cases, I've seen cases now in New York and Illinois on the news where cops will be at a bar and just beat up the bartender or beat up somebody else, sometimes in uniform, or cold cock a woman for no reason. And then they go, we're no billing it. You're just allowed to. Well, look, when there's no justice in the courts, there's going to start being justice on the street. And it's just incredible. Oh, all the different videos of them cold cocking women and beating people up in bars and being allowed to? I mean, all this is thugs who were cowards and who were out of control and who were tough guys. You know, if you want to beat somebody up, go join Golden Gloves. Or go, if you're young, or go join a boxing club. Or go join a jiu-jitsu club or a Krav Maga club. I mean, believe me, there's a lot of people in there who want to fight with you. Oh, but it's not some motorist you get to beat up and taser for no reason or some old woman. It's actually guys that like to fight men. Yeah. And don't play the audio, though, because it's just so much profanity. But the guy is in a diabetic shock. And, again, there's earlier video, too, of when he's in the car and they're kicking him through the window. The cop is like karate kicking him through the window in the head. I mean, what is the point of that? Well, they want to beat somebody up. Oh, six guys on a guy in a coma and going into diabetic shock who went into a coma? I mean, I've seen this footage of like autistic kids. You've all seen on the news where the person's obviously autistic, obviously has brain damage, obviously has a problem. And the cops walk up and say, give me your ID. And the person's like, ooh. And they're like, I told you, give it to me. I mean, anybody can look and see this person has just got out of the state hospital. Anybody can look and tell this person's had a lobotomy. Anybody can look and see this person's been run over by a truck. I mean, you see it all the time. Brain damaged people, old people. There's been a couple cases in Austin where they shoot mentally retarded people in East Austin. I mean, you got some, 300-pound guy with Down syndrome screaming, I want to go to my mommy, so you shoot them? I mean, let the poor, mentally retarded person run home to their mommy. Oh, you're going to show them, though. They didn't listen to you, so you're going to put a bullet in their back. Or I saw one video where the mentally retarded black guy was waving a little stick around. Oh, yeah, let's not let the mentally retarded guy cool himself down and go on about his business. Let's just go ahead and kill him. You know, you're 20 feet away. He's got a little twig in his hand. You're a real man. You just shot a retarded person. Look, you don't need cowards on police forces. People that are so scared that they're going to use deadly force. Listen, I see cases all the time where somebody comes at a cop with a knife and they shoot him. Great, kill him. Somebody comes at me with a gun. Kill him. Blow him away. Somebody does that to me, I'm going to kill him. Defend yourself. There's a real issue. But I've seen cases where they shoot a 11-year-old because they had a shard of glass in their hand and the cop's 10 feet away. And so you shoot the 11-year-old. I mean, or I see cases where they break a girl's arm because she didn't pick the crumbs up off the ground fast enough. And you look at these people, they're always big, pot-bellied bullies. And again, I've run into a lot of police. I've got family that are police. They're nice. They're into farming, ranching, hunting, and they're tough guys, and they're not looking for trouble. But more and more, they're hiring these cowards. I'll say it right now, and I know that's not It's a stereotype, but what is it with women police? Some women police are great, but the few problems I've had with police is it's women because they've got something to prove. They're scared. They're going to show you. They're going to show you they're the boss, and they're looking to get in somebody's face, and they're looking for trouble. All right, I'm already ranting here. Just during the last few breaks, I was watching the latest police brutality videos. And look, they're so amped up. Yeah, there it is, family furious after Calumet City police shoot kill boy with autism. How old is that little kid? I see this all the time. I see this all the time. And it's scary. I mean, it's scary. All right, that's enough. We're going to go to our guest, then we'll go to John, Jackie, John, Linda. It's the day of the Johns. We're going to get to all of you. That's all coming up. The Russians have drilled into Lake Vostok, the oldest lake in the world, 20 million years old under the Antarctic ice sheet, thinking they're going to find new life forms. This is like going to another planet. This is cool. So we're going to be going over that. I've got new news on Janet Napolitano and what she's up to. I've got spying on farms with satellite and drones. Oh, yes. How did we know the drones would be used to spy on your farm? Make sure you don't build that barn under the new sustainability rules that aren't even really laws. Oh, because the drones. And by the way, they're just announcing this now. I saw articles a decade ago. I don't know, 2002 or so. Yeah, a decade ago. Where they've got drones over farms in Australia, England, the United States, Canada, you name it, and NSA satellites. And Department of Defense satellites, of course they're watching us. And there was a big furor in Congress. These drones and these satellites are for defense only outside the United States. But now we have NORTHCOM. And so you pay your tax money to have the drones watching you on your farm. What did I tell you a month ago in North Dakota where they had the farmers being watched by the Air Force with the Predator drone? I told you, folks, you're the enemy. What did Lou Rockwell say yesterday? Anybody, family, religion, any group you owe your allegiance to that isn't the disgusting New World Order, godforsaken government, anybody you owe allegiance to is the enemy. That's why the Hollywood and the culture attacks the family, attacks men and women. Men bash women, women bash men. I was just doing it because of the stereotypes, but again, people play into these stereotypes, so there's truth to it. When a man isn't the species, a woman isn't the species, a man and woman joining are the species. And you know, I don't like Santorum. He does what he does for rhetoric. But when he gets up there and says, you know, the family is sacred and important and marriage is an important institution. And I saw the media, the Washington Post, you know, calling him a marriager, like it's a birther or a truther. Oh, he's into that marriage. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, that's what humanity is. And those of you that don't want to get married, great. Just don't attack us. But the system makes it fashionable. They say it's fashionable to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN. It's fashionable. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. They openly say that now. And I hear trendies now going, oh, that's old. We're doing what's trendy. So I talk about trendiness. If they said it was trendy to jump off cliffs, people would do it. I'm telling you, if Madonna or somebody said jump off cliffs, her idiot fans, some of them would do it to be trendy. What is trendiness? We've got new styles out this year. That's to make you buy a whole new wardrobe. And then have people laugh at you if you're wearing the old style. Wear what you want. You want tattoos all over? You do it. You want to wear a cowboy hat or a fedora? Do it. You want to just wear what's simple and easy, black t-shirt? Do it. I don't care how you look or what you do. It's the content of your mind. But this idea of doing whatever is trendy. I see these magazines around Austin. It says, you don't want to be trendy. You want to do what's trending. And I see these people who aren't even real people. They're just into what they supposedly, what outfit they put on. Whatever the system tells them to be. Now I want to go to this footage. It's all over the Houston Chronicle. It's all over local radio. I saw the FBI in the newspaper saying the police did a great job. The Fed local group. And if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the full write-up. Is basically demonizing demonizing the group and talking about how bad they are. It's Houston Free Thinkers. They also are involved in the Fed. And they were just having an event on private property. And the HPD is now investigating clash between officers and partygoers at Houston Free Thinkers event. And so the police show up and start grabbing people. And it's just watching this video of the police strutting around and then cocking his shotgun. And I like the fact that it doesn't intimidate people when he cocks his shotgun on them. They start howling at what cowards they are. And see, that's the thing. Americans, by and large, are not really scared of the system. They're just lazy. But this type of stuff from the police, especially at First Amendment events, this is the type of stuff that could spark off something really bad. Let's go ahead and go to that video and audio. Here it is.
They don't believe in freedom. They believe in oppression and authority. They don't believe in freedom.
Your freedom's gonna survive.
What for? Right. 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 Right.
All right, let's go to Derek Brose joining us via video, a Skype for this little segment, the next, and I promise I'm going to your calls for the entire next hour. I interspersed a lot of key news I haven't gotten to yet. But, I mean, Derek, you know, this compared to cops stomping autistic kids' heads for no reason and obviously getting off on it or beating a homeless man to death and then lying about it, and those cops have been charged. I mean, this is people getting out of control. And I understand you can get out of control in emotional situations. So I'm not even trying to particularly judge him generally. But the fact that cocking the shotgun and waving guns around at people is being defended in the local media just shows that the establishment media is going to defend this stuff. Exactly what happened?
Okay. Hey, Alex, how you doing? We were having an event here in Houston, the Houston Freethinkers. We do events every 3 weeks. We raise money for local charities, and this one was just a big free party, kind of thanking the community to help us. We're having a lot of success out here, as you know. And so we had 20 bands. We had a bunch of, drinks and free food provided by Food Not Bombs Houston. The police showed up around 10:15. I was notified. I went around the backside to try to talk to them. And about 10 officers showed up for a noise complaint, supposedly. And I tried to work with them, myself and the owner of the venue, the compound, which is actually private property that he lives on and owns. We were telling them we would shut down the back outside stage, and they didn't want to work with us at all. So we kind of went back and forth about 5 to 10 minutes. And then I saw the cops starting to walk around the private property, and I asked if they had a warrant. And about that time, one of the other officers asked me if I had an ID on me. And it's just sort of me exercising my rights that I don't carry ID on me. I'm not operating a motor vehicle. But I told them my birth date, my full name, and I made sure they heard me say I'm not failing to identify myself. And one of the officers asked me to come out to his car, and I asked him if I was being detained. He said I was not, so I told him that I would stay where I was at. And at that point, he grabbed me by the arm and tried to pull me, and I sort of stepped back and told him that, while I respect that you, you're an officer of the law, you're a human being just like me.
And you've got to follow the law, and here's the deal. Now they take people to rendition sites. So in the future, it's going to get to the point when there's no real law and order in government that you don't have a choice. You can't go with them because you could disappear.
Definitely. And that's kind of what we're trying to avoid. I mean, we have the NDA that's passed recently. We've done a lot of action on it. We're very well known by HPD, so I don't want to be going with them anywhere if I'm not being investigated. And at that point, he grabbed me, both my arms, and started pulling me, and I turned to the crowd that was there and told them, I'm being illegally detained, and everybody pulled out their cameras and their cell phones, and they took me out to the street and kind of threw me on the back of the hood of the car. And that's where one of the videos that you can see where Micah Jackson, the other person that was involved in this, he started filming me. We did a quick little interview while I was on the backside of the cop car. And that's in our article on HoustonFreethinkers.com. And after that, everybody started coming to the streets, and people were obviously very upset. They know us through the group, and they know us from putting these events on. And I was being taken away, basically kidnapped off private property into the public street. I wasn't told what was going on. And then I guess when the cops realized the situation was escalating, they quickly shoved me in the back of the cop car. And I was stuck back there. I was never told, what was going on or what I was being charged with. And while I was in the car, the officer that put me in there, he was trying to get the district attorney to accept felony inciting the riot charges on me. But she wouldn't go for it. So I was.
So just because you politely up front said, I don't have my ID on me. You have a Fifth Amendment, by the way. You don't have to. That failure to ID stuff's all been thrown out of court, but they don't care. They still think it's their right to do it. You're there. They've come to you. This is all happening, and now he's trying to get you for inciting a riot, wanting to show you by putting you in jail. And we've got 6 million people in prison, and so we are now the new prison economy. Now, when did it get to the point of pulling the shotgun out and, you know, waving guns around at people?
So I'm in the back of the cop car while the cop is sitting there describing to the DA that there's a couple hundred people, we're all drunk, and this and that, trying to make us sound like a mad mob. Micah Jackson, a good friend of mine, is outside of the car. And, you know, rightfully so, people were very upset. So they were expressing their First Amendment. And a lot of people think that that gives the cop justification for what followed. But Micah was out there telling him, this is what a police state looks like. They don't care about authority or about you. They care about authority. And at that point, one of the officers, which you can see in the video, walks up behind with Micah with his back towards the officer. He grabs him from behind, swings him around. And then some other officers join in, and they slam him on the back of the cop car. Where they slammed him was exactly where I was sitting, so I saw him face plant onto the window right there.
Now, let's be clear. Because of his speech, they assaulted him. These guys would be at home in North Korea, and then they pull out the shotguns and stuff to let you know, hey. And there's also, you can hear in the video, they say, your freedom ends tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, they want to live in a country that doesn't have any liberty. They think that's going to be a great place because they can waddle around with shaved heads and giant pot bellies.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you need me, you know, nobody that I know would want the job police have going to domestic disturbances, going to houses where there's dead people or, you know, little kids that have been hurt. Or having to go out to drunk parties. Look, I don't want the job. So you got to ask yourself, well, then who's going to do it? You know, my whole point is I see now parties at places in downtown Austin and people noise complain and the police come. Why'd you buy an apartment right above where a bar's been for 60 years? But the point is, this is a big facility. They've had parties there. They had a bunch of bands there, hundreds of people. Here come the cops. And our guest, Derek Brose, was being nice, saying, look, you know, I told you who I am. I'm just trying to talk to you about working with you. And then things escalate. And then they start grabbing people and slamming them into things for saying this is what a police state looks like. Well, that is what a police state looks like. When you see this big, bald, obese cop come stomping over and grabbing him and then slamming him into the car, assaulting him like we're scum because someone dared talk back to you. And then that's when things escalate. That's what's going to cause the riot, is the cops escalating the situation because you're on such power trips and you can't talk to lowly scum citizens who are just here to pay your paycheck. Now, finishing up, Derek, we've gotten to the point of the shotgun. There's a lot of videos online of this. Tell us what happened then and then where it went from that point.
All right. So I'm in the back of the cop car. Like I said, they started grabbing Micah. They slammed him on the back of the car. And the same cop, and as you can see in the video, the same cop that grabbed him initially is also the same cop that turned around and pulled up a shotgun. He pulls up a shotgun, cocks it in the air, and you can hear him yell to everybody, get back now. And I'm in the back of the cop car. I kind of lost it there. I start yelling at the cop, going, you know, you're accusing us of starting a riot. At every step of this process, they escalated the situation by grabbing me and taking me out into the street, by grabbing Micah, handcuffing him without a reason, telling him they were going to charge him with inciting a riot also. And then they told him they were going to charge him with resisting arrest. And, you know, he was never even resisting. He wasn't even part of it. And then the pulling out the shotgun, every step of the way, they made things worse. And like you said, you can hear the cop tell Micah, your freedom ends tonight. So after that, I was arrested. Finally, when I made it to the police station, they told me that I would be charged with a Class C misdemeanor, failure to obey a lawful order from a police officer. But I was never told what that lawful order was. And so I just pled guilty to get out. I sat 15 hours and got out. And since then, we started collecting videos and we sent out our press release a couple of days ago. And all the local media came and interviewed us. We were interviewed by every station here and most of the media outlets. A couple of them have kind of course, said that a local group of conspiracy theorists were attempting to fight with the police or clash with the police. And some people are saying that we even called the cops on ourselves to create this event. So they're doing their best to malign us and make our group sound crazy. But
well, they do that now. They're like, they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They're conspiracy theorists. Now, having a political view outside the establishment brainwashing is a conspiracy theory. I've seen it in the news where being groped, if you don't like being groped, you're a conspiracy theorist. So now, having an opinion, you're not allowed to have it. I mean, it's just total mind control. And yes, I did see that in the newspaper. And they're like, well, the conspiracy theorists, you know, they deserve it. Good job. In fact, I saw some comments in one publication. People are like, he used a shotgun on that scum. They don't believe what they're told by the government. I mean, wow, folks, look what doing what the government has said has done to us. It's wrecked the country, and it's only going to get worse. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I actually just came back from a meeting with HPD Internal Affairs this morning. So he put out the – before we even actually put out the videos and sent the press release, the morning we were going to do that, I was contacted by local media, and apparently somebody sent the video in to HPD. So now they're being forced to make a statement on it, and apparently the HPD chief is investigating it.
All right, well, we'll watch it as it unfolds. Terrible. Americans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.